Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Price City Councilman Lane Miller. We're going to be talking culture connections.
Imagine that, Lane.
It's always my favorite time of week when we have you. And thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. Sure. We really appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here.
And you know, culture connections got off to a rousing start last week. I unfortunately wasn't able to make it. From everything I've seen and from everything I've heard, people loved the Bombshell Flowers to open this season. Now, you were there firsthand, live and in color. What was your first impressions of the Bombshell Flowers?
Well, they're high energy. I would say they're probably a younger group's favorite. But, you know, we probably have 150 people who show up for Culture Connection all the time. And they love music, and they love these guys. Lots of energy, good connection between the group and the audience, and it was fun.
And, you know, it's something special when the artist has that connection to the audience, when they can kind of play to the crowd, because that's something you don't see too often, especially when people are trying to get their footing in the music industry. They don't really have that ability. So when you find a group who can play to the crowd, who can make that connection early on, it really is something special.
It's rare. It's rare. But these guys were really good. We had a great audience. You know, you never know what's going to happen the first event of the year, but people were there, excited to be there. The conditions were good. The weather was fabulous. It's going to be fabulous again for Thursday.
You know, the weather this week has been absolutely incredible, and last week as well. Once we finally got out of that rainy end of spring season, things have been smooth sailing. I love when we see those temperatures in the mid-80s, low 90s. It's a perfect time of year. So Bombshell Flowers, a big hit. But let's focus on what we have coming up this week. We got Deborah Fotheringham and Andrew Wiscombe. Try and say those three times faster. In my case, even once at all. But it's a folk group. And what I really love...
Acoustic folk.
Ooh, acoustic folk. What I really love about folk music is you can kind of see the branch off into every other style of music from folk.
Yes, you can. You can. And It's a relaxing, easy to listen to, and that fits so well into Music in the Park.
You know, it fits those vibes just incredibly. And one thing that I had, a question I had before we came on air was, is this one group or is this two separate artists? And you clarified it pretty well for me.
Two separate artists who have come together to perform in Price, Utah. They both have lots of experience. Deborah has been singing and writing music for years. Both lots of experience, so to get them to come together and come to Price is rare. I ought to mention that Andrew, a former sniper, now I'm not sure how that's going to tie into his music. We'll have to see, but it's just an interesting part of his background.
You know, it's always interesting to see what these musicians are doing outside of making that music, what they were doing before, what they're doing currently. It's always interesting to hear those little tidbits about their life that you really don't think about when you're first starting to listen to the music. But as you go on and on, you learn more and more about their story, and that connection grows deeper and deeper to the music and the artist.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, good point. One thing I want to mention, folk music is perfect for the park. You know, when you bring your chairs, make sure you bring one where the foot kicks up so you can lay back and enjoy some softer, kind of relaxing, really fun music. That's what I hope we're going to hear, and I think we will.
You know, I think you're going to deliver on that expectation. And another thing that I've heard nothing but praise for is the addition of food trucks to Culture Connection, because it's kind of an all-in-one stop now. I mean, you got music at the park, you have the park right there for the kids in case they don't want to listen to the music, and then you can get dinner there as well. It's truly just an incredible day to spend in Washington Park.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun.
And so we're going to have Deborah Frothingham and Andrew Wiscombe coming up at 7 p.m. on Washington Park this Thursday. Now, Lane, we got to look ahead just a little bit. Who do we have coming next week for Culture Connection?
A group called Cold Blue Revival, and they're a 70s cover band. And you know, I know lots of people who love 70s music.
You can't go wrong with the 70s. You got a wide selection. You got a great songbook to pull from. So that's one I'm personally very excited about.
Me too. Me too.
Now, Lane, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I don't think so. Come and join us. Expect to have a good time. Come be with your friends. You know, this interaction between the folks that are there. We have a huge group that have bonded together. And, you know, because of being in the park, listening to music. They become good friends. And you can see it when everybody comes up. You know, you hear a little bit of applause, and there's a lot of hugging going on, and people excited to see everybody. This has turned into, a real important part of what Price City does, and I'm thrilled for it.
It's a fantastic community event. I couldn't agree more, Lane. Always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, that was Price City Council member Lane Miller. We were talking about this week's Culture Connection Celebration. Going to be at 7 p.m. in Washington Park, one of the marquee events of the summer. You don't want to miss it. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.